105 Mid-Mornings. Catch up. This is Youngblood 5 with your Naga Teledi. Turning the mic to the changemakers, lighting up Mzansi with hope. From feeding schemes to youth-led cleanups. Real action, real impact.
Welcome back to another episode of Youngblood 5. Of course, this Women's Month, we're shedding the light on all the organizations that have to do with empowering the women of this nation. And today is no different. On the line, we're speaking to the founder of an organization called 1828. We are, of course, speaking about Rifilwe Sesiane. Thank you so much for joining us, Rifilwe.
Thank you so much for having us. It really is a pleasure to be on the show today.
Now, creating a safe space and a sense of community is something that the organization does through the Big Sister Network. How does one become a mentee, but also to the big sisters that do have gems to share, how do they become mentors?
So the Big Sister Network really came about, Yonaga, because of the fact that our beneficiaries are coming from home environments and communities that are characterized by a lack of academic role models and mentors. And the mandate for 1828 is to make higher education accessible to young women between the ages of 18 and 28. But that's not only around removing financial barriers. It also comes down to the exposure that they're getting psychosocially from older women who are in careers and professions that they aspire to be in. And so you are getting exposure in terms of the world and work. You're getting exposure in terms of corporate etiquette. You're getting exposure in terms of how to position yourself as a graduate looking to start your own business potentially, but also to get into the corporate sector.
A very important initiative as well. I mean, you've already touched on so much about the bursary opportunities and the financial aid that the organization provides. Can you talk us through what that application process looks like?
So we do everything online on the website, 1828.co.za. On that, there's a form called Join Us. You click on that and there's a button called Fund Your Studies. We've got really the best and the brightest young women across the country applying. So we want to make sure that they are fully vetted and submitting quality applications. And really the attributes are not only academic. So it's not just about getting straight A's. It's not only about the girls who've got leadership titles and roles. They're looking in particular for a sense of social consciousness. All the details are on the website. The application process is fully explained, as well as the selection times, the waiting times, and what girls can expect in terms of how they will be funded based on the approval process.
What kind of general assistance or support could the organization use from public, maybe even corporates? And then do share those handles and website links that we can get in touch with you on.
We are really appealing to our HR managers, to our L&D managers, to the CEOs of companies to really consider signing up their women as big sisters and joining our organization to mentor our beneficiaries in terms of their employee volunteer programs. We're also appealing to corporates to come and speak to the girls that we work with at high school level. This is in terms of the life skills workshops that we conduct for girls in grade 11 and 12. We're also looking for funding to keep ourselves going. We're constantly fundraising, as I mentioned, for that financial assistance program and funding bursaries for things like laptops and tuition fees. So there are many, many ways that they can come on board, but fundamentally we're always looking for big sisters. We're constantly looking for facilitators as well as this funding for our organization in general. And the information is on our website. It's 1828.co.za, which is the number 1828.co.za.
That is, of course, Rifilwe Sesiane, the founder of 1828, an organization that is all about empowering young women and personal development through education. Thank you, Rifilwe. Have a beautiful day further.
You too. Thanks, Yonaka.
This is YB5, where local legends plant seeds of change. Let's build bridges and walk in the spirit of Ubuntu together.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Mid-Mornings by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.